This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
All right, let's move to the East Coast, where the biggest story out that way, Max Scherzer, takes a 10-game suspension. I got to tell you, I was on Max's side until he didn't appeal. I had a short period of time I played with Max. I competed against him. Yeah. He just doesn't strike me as the type of person that would try to take advantage, to game the system, if you will. And he seemed pretty adamant that it was just rosin and sweat. Major League Baseball, in their memo, pretty much slapped that down. Now, I'm torn on this, John, because I've been around pitchers. I was a non-believer at first, but then I actually seen it with my own eyes, with what sweat and rosin can do. It creates a really tackiness. Now, I didn't touch Max's hands as Phil Cuzzy did that day, but I don't know. The fact that he didn't appeal, that kind of changes my mind a little bit. Maybe there's something else to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thought. I mean, he said he didn't appeal because it was going to be heard by somebody at MLB. So, obviously, we knew what the appeal ruling was going to be. You know, I mean, you obviously, you're working for Rob Manfred. You really can't then say, okay, we're overturning this now.
So this isn't a mediator pick between the PA and the MLB?
It was going to be an MLB. But knowing what a fighter Scherzer is, I'm surprised he still didn't go through it. I know that was the plan, was to appeal. I did hear he got the fine. Not that the fine matters. I saw somewhere that he makes $13,000 per pitch. So a $10,000 fine doesn't mean that much. But the fine was knocked down, I believe, to $5,000. I get what you're saying a bit. You know, I mean, Scherzer is a fighter. You know, why not get it on the record what it is? If you're innocent, you know, my feeling on this is that, you know, there's a lot of judgment calls in baseball. There's a judgment, obviously, balls and strikes, the check swing, even the pitch timer to some degree. You can use a little bit of judgment, a little bit of leeway. But, you know, in this case, I don't love a judgment when you're talking about somebody's integrity. I'd like it to be black and white. However, it is, you either have maybe a lab at the parks or something, because I know when Santiago was busted for this,
they took his glove.
They got the glove and they tested it and guilty. And now we have proof. So, you know, it's like the PEDs, and we could say Tatis and whoever else. There are hundreds of guys who have gotten PEDs. I don't want to pick on Tatis, but that's a wrench in my mind. They did something wrong and they cheated. So, in this case, I don't like to impugn somebody's integrity over a judgment call, particularly when we're talking about an umpire. Now, maybe Phil Cuzzy's the one who's doing it right and everybody else is doing it wrong, but it's a little weird that all three pitchers who've been, quote-unquote, busted were by Phil Cuzzy. There are 100 other umpires. Why does nobody else ever catch anybody? It's just a weird thing. When you're talking about integrity, I think it's important enough. Yeah, I understand. Yes. It's going to be standard and not a rule, you know, but trying to make the standard the same for everybody. It doesn't appear to be that case when Phil Cuzzy's busting people and nobody else is. You know, the one thing I'll say about this is, you know, he says it was just rosin and sweat. He did say that he washed his hands with alcohol in front of an MLB official. Is it possible? And one pitcher told me that alcohol can have that effect too. maybe alcohol. But my thought would be Scherzer should know that alcohol would have an effect of stickiness with rosin. I don't know, but maybe he didn't. And maybe alcohol caused it to be more sticky. I know there's a lot of questions here for a guy to be suspended for an integrity issue, for me, anyway. But I think MLB's got its heart in the right place. I do think they need to do something about it. The tackier ball is the best solution if they can do that. If not, I think they got to figure out a way to make sure that if a guy is guilty, he's really guilty.
Well, it's certainly already being done in Japan. They have a tackier ball. They don't have a need for rosin because the ball comes out the pack, out the plastic, already tacky. So I don't know how we get there, but that's where we need to get to, because I, like you, don't like the vague reasoning for ejecting Scherzer in this situation, right? I can't deal with, you know, in this case, it was Dan Bellino, because he's the crew chief, speaking for the umpires, right? I can't deal with the answer of, man, that's the most stickiest hand I've ever touched. Like, that is not that is not evidence against somebody. And again, like you said, when you eject somebody for something like this, you're messing with somebody's integrity at this point. And I competed against Max for a long time. I've played with him for a few months. He's not that type of individual. He wants to do everything, it's seemingly the hard way most of the time. And
I'm not saying anything about Dan Bellino. He is a lawyer, so he's a pretty smart guy. He's going to say the right things. But when you hear that, it feels like, you know, when a guy gets busted for DUI and the cop always says he's got slurred speech and red bloodshot eyes. Well, you know, it's unprovable. I mean, okay, we have to take his word for it, I guess, right? You know?
Yeah.
I'm with you. This is the stickier, you know. You know, to me, that's not proof. I need proof. You know, I watch Forensic Files. They got to prove something. To me, they didn't really have the goods on them, and it's unfortunate to me. But I think they're trying. They're doing the right thing. But
I would
just use the tacky ball, and then we can stop all this nonsense.
I would love for, like, during spring training when umpires and players get together, when they have those meetings early in the year, the pitchers do a seminar on sweat and rosin. And that way maybe they could show umpires can see it for themselves, how actually tacky it gets. And the thing is, I think for a guy like Max, who, by the way, sweats profusely, right? It's more sweat and it equals more tack. And so I don't know. They just got to figure out a better way to go about this than what they're going about it.
It's debatable. When someone is suspended for an integrity issue, it should be black and white, not a debatable issue.